In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and unto the ages of all ages, Amen. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. This morning, we have three things, feasts, celebrations that align together to lead us to the topic of meditation of this morning. Our meditation today is entitled, Count Your Blessings. And, you know, just like the alignment of like a total eclipse, the sun, the moon, and the earth together, three things happen at the same time today. First of all, it is the fifth Sunday of the Coptic month of Tut, and it is called the Sunday of Blessing, as we have just read the Gospel today, of the five loaves and the two fish, just a little bit that was given to Christ. Our Lord Jesus gives thanks, and He blesses, and He gives to the people, and everyone is filled and satisfied. Secondly, it is the Canadian Thanksgiving. So it aligns itself with the blessing, as we will see in a minute in the Constitution of Canada, why this feast was initiated. And thirdly, the date today is a perfect date because it's 10-10-10. So it is the perfect gift of God that He gives His people in abundance of blessings. All three things together make up the title of our meditation, to count our blessings. Let me start off by a two-minute video clip and a song. It's actually a very old song. It's about 100 years old, and it's sung here by St. John's Choir. And it is entitled, Count Your Blessings. Let me just tell you the lyrics because it's kind of upbeat, but I think it will be a good introduction to our meditation. It says, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will keep singing as the days go by. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings, wealth can never buy your reward in heaven, nor your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be disheartened. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. So you can play the little video clip, please.
Count your many blessings.
nice little song just to get us started off. What are you thankful for? What are the blessings that you want to count this morning? Who wants to share with us? Who's the first courageous person who's going to put up their hand? Catherine? Okay, we'll start with Catherine and then we'll go to Mary. What are you thankful for?
Mark.
My family and friends. Just go, please. The microphone. Okay, Myrna, please. Yes, praise God. Praise God for that. Okay, who else is thankful? Who wants to count their blessings? Okay, there's someone in the back here.
Grateful God.
I missed that one.
Grateful God.
Oh, pray for God. Yes, we are very thankful that we can pray to God so freely and worship Him. Okay, Mariana, I think here. Okay.
I thank God for coming on earth into the new day, and He's reminding me that God is impossible things. So I'm thankful for that.
Excellent. Okay, Addie here.
I'm thankful for mom and dad.
For mom and dad, yes. We are also very thankful for mom and dad. Okay, Patrick here in the front. I see kids are more courageous than adults.
I'm thankful for my food and water and my shelter.
Yes.
And just to pray to God, please those who are fortunate.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, Nathan. Sure. Excellent. Etc. etc. Yes. Okay, Carrie, please. Okay. Praise God. Glory to God. Okay, maybe one more person. Anyone else here is thankful to God or wants to count their blessings? Okay. Definitely. And many times we thank God for the things we have, but like possessions and things that we acquired, but we forget to thank God for things that He has prevented to happen to us, and he's just given us his overall grace and help. Let me just start off by giving you a bit of background about the history of the Canadian Thanksgiving, and then I have mainly four quick points that I will speak about. Number one, I will talk about blessing as a sign of abundance. God wants to give us abundant blessing. Number two, I want to speak about blessing and hardship. Number three, I want to speak about giving as a response to receiving. And then finally, I want to share with you what I'm thankful for. So in Canada, Thanksgiving is celebrated on the second Monday in October, unlike the American tradition of remembering the pilgrims and settling in the New World. The Canadians give thanks for a successful harvest. The harvest season falls earlier in Canada compared to the United States, of course, due to the simple fact that Canada is a bit further north. And the celebration of Thanksgiving has gone through many phases in the history of Canada. But finally, on January 31st, 1957, Parliament proclaimed, and the following, it's really important here to understand the connection between Thanksgiving and a Christian or a spiritual celebration. So the Parliament of Canada declared a day of general thanksgiving to whom? To the Almighty God for the bountiful harvest with which Canada has been blessed. You see the connection between blessing and thanksgiving? It is to be observed on the second Monday in October. So definitely this is a spiritual celebration and a spiritual feast that we should all partake of, to thank God for the bountiful harvest and the amount of blessings that He has given to us. Number one, God wants to give us abundance of blessing, but it is a sort of in return of our obedience to Him. There's a very beautiful, actually half a chapter in Deuteronomy, and I want to encourage you to open your Bibles and just follow with me and get the book of Deuteronomy. This is chapter 28, verses 1 to 14. And in this chapter, God is just pouring out His abundant blessings on His people. But He said, I just want you to obey my command. Like, live a righteous life. Try to observe my ways. Do not neglect my ways. And see what kind of abundant blessings I will bestow on you. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 14, let's just read it together. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord. So you see, God is putting here an important clause, okay? If you obey, so obey the voice of the Lord. If you need a Bible, please take one from the deacons. To observe carefully all His commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be steadfast, to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all which you set your hand, and He will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, just as He has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord. It's a very amazing marker for the people of God who are blessed to proclaim. Many people are very successful in their business, in their careers, in their profession, and they give all the glory to God, back to God, so that people will notice and say, this person is successful because they love the Lord diligently, because they are on fire for the Lord, and that's why they are so successful. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, etc. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all your work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. What an amazing analogy. Just like a leader, God will make you, as a believer, a leader. And this is a sort of a blessing to you, so that you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. So just be careful. A big manifestation of being blessed is to obey the voice of God. But what kind of blessing? Of course, God here speaks about many aspects of blessing, material blessing, but blessings are not just material. There are so many other aspects that we as a community, some people will say, well, I'm not, you know, filthy rich or this or that. It doesn't matter. That's not the only marker of God's blessing. An excellent example of God's blessing is giving us wisdom, for example. So when Solomon, God came to Solomon and He basically told him, you can have anything you want. I'm willing to give you any gift that you want. Let's look together at 2 Chronicles chapter 1. And if he needed material things, wealth, whatever he needed, God was willing to give him. But on the contrary, Solomon didn't ask for this. What did Solomon ask for? Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Verses 7 to 12. 2 Chronicles 1, verses 7 to 12. On that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, ask, what shall I give you? It's like, you know, the genie appearing to him and saying, you have anything, I wish anything you can have. And Solomon said to God, you have shown great mercy to David my father and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, let your promise to David my father be established, for you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Now give me wisdom and knowledge. What an amazing blessing from the hand of God to ask for, not wealth, but wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this great people of yours? Then God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked riches, a wealth, or honor, or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor. So on top of receiving wisdom and knowledge, he will automatically receive the rest of the gifts that he, anyone else, could receive. And that's the amazing thing. When we follow diligently the way of the Lord, observe His ways, observe His commandments, He will bless us abundantly and richly. How many of us think day after day, what am I going to eat tonight or eat tomorrow or what's going to happen? God takes care of that. If He takes care of the lilies and the birds in the earth, of the birds in the sky, He will surely also take care of us. Just pray for true wisdom. Another dimension of blessing is what St. Paul actually mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. So blessings here are spiritual. What are these? Someone said, you know, just the fact that we can worship together and praise together, just the fact that we have spiritual gifts that God has bestowed upon us of kindness and of love, these are blessings from His hand. Many people in the world don't have them. But as children of God, we have the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that He should be holy and without blame before Him in love. So whether these blessings are material, whether they are wisdom, whether they are virtues, whether they are spiritual gifts, God gives His people abundantly because He is a gracious God and a loving God, and He just loves to give His children gifts to make them heads, not tails. I love that analogy. Just leaders amongst the people who have amazing influence amongst others. Then I want to say that how blessing during hardship. It is sometimes much easier to bless God when everything is going well. when we have a job, when we're paying our mortgage, when we have a car, when we can go on trips, when our health is okay. But the biggest challenge is to bless God, to praise God, to thank God in the time of hardship. This is when our mettle is tested. Look at Job as someone who was very close to God, and when the temptation or the trial came to him, he was ready to face it. And if we look together at the book of Job, the very first chapter, and verse 21, he was able to give glory to God in good times and in bad times. And he had lost so much. He lost his wealth, his cattle, his children. So much happened to him. But what did he end up saying? He said, Job 1:21, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Lord Jesus, we bless you, we worship you. In good times and in bad times, in hardships, even when things are not going the best of ways, we pray more, but we are sure of your abundant blessing unto us. St. Paul was another person who tremendously loved God in good times and in bad times. It didn't matter. He was never shaken. He lost everything for the sake of Christ, and he considered it as rubbish, as garbage. And look at some of the things that St. Paul went through. Let's look together and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's look at verse 7. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh." What is the key for his success? Why was he so strong? Look at verse 16. "Therefore, we do not lose heart." And that's the one thing that we always fall into. At time of weakness, the first thing we start blaming God and telling him all the problems that are happening to me because of you. But St. Paul gave us an amazing example. He said, "But we never lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day." One more verse in chapter 3, just the chapter before that, verse 14. After all this persecution and hardship, he was still thankful. "Now thanks be to God." You see, that's the life of thanksgiving. That's the never-ceasing and ending thanksgiving to God, even in hardship, even in troubled times. "Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place." Even though we are hard-pressed, He still diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. We might be going through a tremendous hardship, financial, health-wise, at work, with our family, with children, with spouse, whatever the problem is that's happening to us, God is still diffusing His fragrance through us so that we could be a blessing unto people who are around us. This is our amazing God, and that's why we are counting our blessings today, because He can use us even in the depth of our fallenness. Even in the time of tremendous hardship, He still diffuses His fragrance through us. Number three, I want to speak about giving as a response to receiving. As we count our blessings that God has bestowed upon us, so many of them, and we have received, this is not the end of the cycle. It is only the beginning of the cycle, because as we receive blessings from God, we want to bless others as well. And these blessings that we can offer to others have many various means. This could be a financial gift, being faithful in my tithes. God, I remember someone told me a story a little while ago. Someone had a son, and he bought his son like a chocolate bar. Okay, the father bought the son a chocolate bar. And then after he gave him the chocolate bar, the father asked the son for like a little piece, a chunk, fuss, yeah, just a little piece. And then the son looked at him and said, "No, mine." He said, "But I just bought it for you. Like, I paid for it, right?" "No, it's mine now. You give it to me, it's mine." But the spirit of God is different. God loves a cheerful giver. To be wise, to be cheerful, to be generous in giving abundantly. It is actually us who are saying, Lord Jesus, from your hand, we are giving you back. Anyone who gives to God while they're grumpy and they feel that they're giving charity to God, this is not the right spirit of giving to God. For God loves a cheerful giver. Even the two mites God accepts, but as long as we are faithful in them. Not only do we give of our finances, but we want to give of our time, give our emotions, visit someone, help someone, extend a loving and a caring hand to someone who is in need. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, I told you about that young lady who passed away. I visited her like a week before she passed away. And at 35, she died of cancer. And when I visited her, she told me something I will never forget. She said, God loves us so much, and He has blessed me with so many blessings, to the point that if He didn't love me so much, He wouldn't send all these people to ask about me and to care for me. When we extend a loving hand to someone else, it's a form of giving back to God and recognizing, acknowledging, and counting the blessings that God gave to us. And here we are presenting these gifts to someone else, and they will appreciate it as coming from the hands of our Lord Himself. Finally, I just want to share with you why I am thankful this year, why I am counting my blessings this year. And amongst many things, there's so many things that I'm really thankful for, but the highlight of my year is to thank God for you, for this ministry, for this church. And I truly, I say it from the bottom of my heart, and I'm glad some people mentioned it already, but this is exactly how I feel inside. I am thankful to God because of each and every one of the congregation of this church. God has really poured out, you know, His love and His spirit, and we are just giving it back to one another and to everyone that we meet. Everyone has poured out their love, their time, their finances, their effort in their ministry, and it's really showing, and for that I'm extremely thankful. I'm thankful for the spirit of love and the acceptance and reaching out to one another. I'm thankful and I count my blessings because I'm worthy to be your servant and underneath your feet, which is a blessing that I do not deserve, and I truly say it from the bottom of my heart. I'm inspired because of each and every one of this congregation who live a holy life and are bringing God into their lives, into their homes, into every aspect of their lives. And lives are being transformed and changed for the glory of God, and this is a great blessing. I am thankful because each and every one is making a difference in their surroundings, in their homes, with their friends, and at work. I'm thankful to God because each one has become an agent of change and is living for God's glory. I'm thankful because each one is taking leadership and stepping up and not holding back, and are really enthusiastic and have a wonderful and a lively spirit giving to the Lord Jesus. I'm thankful and excited to see God's work in our midst. And this is just the beginning. We're just starting. God is going to do amazing things through each and every one of us if we all put our hand together and work as a team. I'm excited to see how He's changing the hearts and returning people back to the flock and inviting many people to a fellowship of mission, of multiculturalism, of love and of outreach and of acceptance. And I'm excited how He's making this little flock or this little vine grow and to bring new, very special members every single day. My beloved, let us continue to serve together, hand in hand, to build God's kingdom and to give Him all the glory. On this very special day, let us all count our blessings. And I pray that during this divine liturgy, you just take a few moments just to close your eyes and to thank Him for all the gifts and to count the blessings that He has bestowed upon you personally, as a family, on us as a community, as a church. Let us pray also for the upcoming retreat and the outreach nights, that the Lord may continue to reach out to many unreached people, to bless them, to change their heart, to glorify Him, to bless Him, and to give Him all the glory. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.